Lotus Notes development and administration the easy way. Go fast, be sharp, and stay cool with Vitrea Tools. Get your free download at www.vitrea.com. That's www.vitrea.com. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 59 of the Taking Notes podcast for Sunday, April 22nd, 2007. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with...
the effervescent Julian Robichaud.
As always, Julian, yes. It is so good to hear your voice again on the podcast.
You know,
we missed you on 58 there, you know, with Rob Novak talking about Quicker. But weren't you out at the Food TV interviewing for a cooking show or something like that?
Well, don't tell anyone. Rachel Ray has always been, you know, kind of my real passion. So, I'd like to kind of get out there and get out of the notes world and into Food TV, I think.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before we get into today's show, I'd like to thank Vitrea for sponsoring episode 59, and we'll talk a little bit about them later in the show. But today... on the show, we have a lot of people, you know, on mute right now who are going to tell us about what, Julian?
Well, should we tell them or should we just make that a surprise?
Well, let's keep them hanging. Let's drag them through the show.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of people here, and it's up to you, the humble listener, to try to figure out what connection all these people have with each other.
All right, that's a good idea. So, behind curtain number one, please identify yourself. That's you, Matt.
Hi, Bruce and Julian. How are you guys?
Who are you?
Matt White, sorry, in London.
What was the name of that show on TV where you had to guess the person's voice? You know, are you a, you know, former child star?
Well, how did you know that?
Google knows, so. So, Matt White of 11MTR.com, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, behind curtain number two from Santa Fe, New Mexico, Mr. Eli Marks Harris. Eli.
This is Eli Harris with Sales Voodoo.
All right, behind curtain number three, Mr. Rich Waters.
Hey, this is Rich Waters.
Julian, why don't you take curtain number four?
Curtain number four. Let's see if Jack Ratcliffe is in the audience today.
Hi, it's Jack Ratcliffe in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello, Jack.
And behind curtain number, was it six? I forgot.
We'll call it five.
Okay, curtain number five, Mr. Jerry Cotter. Jerry.
Hello.
Hello.
God, Jerry, it's been about 2 years since I saw you at Lotusphere. 2 or 3 years?
Two.
All right, well.
I miss you.
I miss you, too. So thanks.
Sniff, sniff.
Thanks for joining the podcast today. So, if anyone has figured out what all of these people have in common, please raise your hand. No one raised their hand out there. Mm. All right, Julian, why don't you tell us what they all have in common?
All right. Well, you know, I think I don't know if I'm going to tell them right away. I think we better just start off talking about JavaScript. Let's talk about JavaScript and Domino. And Matt White, I know you've done some work with JavaScript and Domino with doing some custom name pickers and some neat kind of little web widgets and things like that. You know what kind of things are possible? What kind of libraries are out there that you can use to connect some just good JavaScript goodness with Domino applications?
Well, if you're just starting out, the best one to start with I'd recommend is Prototype, which allows you, it's basically an extension of the JavaScript language. It allows you to do Ajax calls, it allows you to get at fields very quickly and iterate arrays and things like that. And it's a nice, simple, and very small JavaScript library that you can drop into a form three lines of code, and you can do an AJAX call.
Okay, so you can actually just include that as a regular JavaScript library and then just slap it on your web pages, right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, and then there are some things that have been sort of built on top of Prototype, right?
That's right. So you can get into some really clever stuff with things like Scriptaculous, which is an add-on to Prototype, which is sort of UI widgets and things like that. It lets you have menu systems and all sorts of nice-looking things so that you don't look like a domino database. Sorry, my phone just went off. And then you can you can go to really more complicated libraries like Dojo is my favorite at the moment, which is hundreds and hundreds of JavaScript libraries that you can include and do some incredible things with, which maybe we'll talk about a bit later.
Yeah, and I know I've been working with jQuery lately, and that's built on top of kind of a light version of Prototype, and it's all very small, but it has some really nice transition effects, some dialog boxes, some drop downs and AJAX calls, and it's you're right. Once you kind of get the hang of those libraries, it's very easy to start putting some advanced sorts of things on your pages.
Yes, another good one's MooTools. Actually, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah,
which does
yeah. You're right.
Sort of thing.
Right, and that has a lot of plugins right now.
It does.
In fact, is it called MooTools or MooFX? I can't remember.
MooFX. Yes, you're right.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think they changed the name. I think it used to be one, then it was the other. I don't know why they would do that, but
same
whatever
as no
reason. Sense. Yeah, it must be. Fewer words, though. Okay. Well, let's kind of move this even more into the domino world with Eli. Why don't you tell us about some of the things that you've been working on recently?
What I've been working on is trying to build a simple framework using a toolkit called EXT, which was only based on the JavaScript toolkit from Yahoo. It was actually really called YUI EXT. It was called UI EXT, and within the past few months, EXT has now been expanded to support other JavaScript toolkits out there, like jQuery, like Prototype. And really what it is, it's a really extensible framework that kind of, in my opinion, takes the other frameworks just even a little bit further. So what I'm trying to do is make it so that someone who's in the domino world can take their existing application and very quickly and easily migrate it to have a very rich web UI presentation, which normally in the domino world that could take a lot of time. So I'm currently using that for a couple of projects that have to do with portals for staffing companies, portals for CRM type portals. Currently, my own software, which is a hosted software model, we're migrating our entire architecture to use EXT in the UI.
Okay, and Jack Slocum, I think Jack, and I guess do we have two Jacks on the line right now? I think we do, don't we?
No, Jack.
We don't.
Slocum is the person who invented the EXT toolkit. I think it was him,
okay.
As I said, based on the Yahoo UI extensions. But we do have
okay.
Jack Ratcliffe on here, who is the Domino Web Tools guy, right?
Right. I think that's kind of the next logical question, that if we have these JavaScript libraries that are very rich and really offer a lot of functionality and kind of out of the box tooling already, then why do we need to be doing something domino specific? What's the big deal with kind of migrating this somehow or adding functionality for domino? Why do we need to do that? Bruce, who do we need to shoot that one at? I hate to offer that as just an open question because we have so many people on the line.
Who hasn't talked yet? Let's throw it at Jack. Jack's next on the agenda here. Jack, do you want to take that one?
Sure, I'll take it. Many of us, I guess, would be qualified to take it, but I'll go ahead and speak up. The way I've been envisioning a toolkit for Domino is that there's many toolkits already out there that many brilliant Domino developers have taken and have used and have done some amazing things in web-based Domino applications. Because most of us, I think, on the line are really geared more to the website. Some are still kind of like, you know, straddling the fence in both worlds. But IBM has really allowed Notes developers to quickly focus on, you know, solving business problems and jumping in. And you know, even though Notes gets a lot of knock as far as a not that great of a UI, at least a lot of stuff is taken care of for you by just using a Lotus Notes client. So you as a developer don't have to worry about, you know, how your data will be presented in a view or within an outline or your form with an action buttons or even a view with action buttons. And all that is taken care of for you in a very rich object model accessible via Lotus Script or Java is there for you. But on the website, it's really been lacking. So you have people that's out there like, you know, like Jake from CodeStore, who's also involved in one of the EXTND project that we're working on, had, you know, opened my eyes years ago to the things you can do, and then the stuff that Matt's done with the name pickers, and so you really have this like a mishmash of different people out there doing things that it's very difficult for a newbie type Domino developer or a Notes developer that needs to take something to the web to have. So that's been my goal with, you know, these toolkits. It's like, okay, we've got all these toolkits out there. Instead of just writing all these little how-tos and how to use them, let's gear them and write and put a wrapper around them so that it's easier for a Domino web developer to use and something that's familiar to them. So, you know, when you look at the stuff from Prototype and jQuery and all the things that are out there, you could do some amazing things with them in Dojo as well, and then the Yahoo stuff. And then up comes the CXT library that Eli mentioned and that you know, Rich really was the one for me to kind of jumpstart things and open my eyes what you can do with it. And so my goal, you know, to been using it is to, you know, to answer your question eventually here, is why would you want to do the, you know, kind of rewrite it or wrap it for a Domino developer, is to, we want to make it so that you can just, as a Domino developer, take any existing application. Today you can take an application, design a view, and open it up in a Notes client, and you have a nice little outline of all the folders and views you have in the database, and your views look, you know, pretty presentable, but you don't get that on the web. And so that's why, you know, we want to wrap these toolkits up in our own little wrapper so that it's familiar and easy to work with for a Domino developer.
Jack, who's working on the? You know, obviously we have some of the players on the podcast here. Who are some of the other players, and how, you know, how did you guys all, you know, come together? You know, what events occurred to bring you guys all together to develop one, you know, one framework for, you know, Domino?
Okay. Well, it kind of started back, I guess, when we first, I think most of us started seeing the stuff from Jack Slocum in the EXT library, which at the time, Rich actually Eli mentioned, that was called UEXT. And you had, I guess at the time, and there may have been others out there as well, but there was three main people that I knew that were out there kind of making our own little wrapper or Domino framework based on the EXT library. One was Rich Walters and I guess a couple people that he was working with. You had Jake from the CodeStore site, and myself. And mine actually was kind of like the next phase of my Domino Web Toolkits project that was, in a prior life, was more based on XML and XSLT and stuff. But we were kind of all going down our different paths, doing our own little thing. And Jack Slocum, at the same time, was kind of branching his UEXT project into its own standalone project that could support various base libraries, you know, UE being one, Prototype being the other, and jQuery, I think, is the current third one. And it was just a few weeks ago, it may have been now, maybe more like a month ago, Jack Slocum himself contacted me, because there's a lot of Domino developers that are in the EXT forums that are talking about different things they're doing and to use the EXT library in their own applications. And he knew of Jake and myself and Rich and what we were doing. And so he has now taken his library to a point where it's dual license, in that it's still open source under the LGPL license, and also there's a commercial license that you can get to buy support. And he wanted to see if we would be interested, so he contacted me and left it up to me to contact the other groups, the other parties, to see if we would be interested in offering an officially supported Domino-based library built on EXT. So from there, I contacted Rich and Jake. And then Rich, I know, had been working with Eli and Jerry. And Nathan had – I contacted Nathan because he had been a great influence on myself on the Domino Web Tool project that I've been working on for the last 3 or 4 years. And so that's kind of how we've gotten to the point where we are today. And we're, you know, to the point where we're getting ready, and hopefully here soon we'll have a 1.0 release available to be offered up under the dual license model as well. It'll be totally open source, and also if you wish to buy and purchase support, you can. And it would be offered under the EXT site, and I'm not sure exactly how else we'll be offering it. But that's where we're at today, and so the ones you see on the call here, many of us are working on that project.
All right. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Yeah, I visited the EXT site today to find out more about, you know, the paid-for support, and it looks like they do offer several levels of support, right? Anywhere ranging from, you know, just some inexpensive support to support annually of, like, what, $2,500, right, for enterprises and so forth, right?
Right. It'll be a various levels of support. And we are planning to do the same thing for the Domino side, is that you will have, you know, either just download and use the free version, or you can buy a license and have the various levels of support. And hopefully, you know, the team we have now, we may be even able to build on it later on. But, you know, Rich and myself have been doing, you know, a lot of the development. You have, like, Eli and Nathan, you know, that are kind of like the ones that kind of, in my opinion, have like the big picture ideas on stuff. Jerry's going to keep us all in line as far as project management, make sure we get things done. Jake is in and out. He has his own stuff that he does, and so we wanted him on the call, but he's extremely valuable and important as far as some of the things he's doing and the people that follow him that would really help us promote and push this product and make it something that, you know, IBM has not given us, so let us do it ourselves and fill that void and that need that's out there.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's time to mention our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And as I said earlier, and as John Rowling announced at the very beginning of the podcast, you know, Ytria is the sponsor for today's show. And Ytria has recently released two free beta tools, ACL Easy, which lets you scan all ACLs on a server, and another tool, Agent Easy, which lets you see all agents on a server as well. Use them, download them, and let them Ytria know what you think of them. And Ytria's site can be found at www.ytria.com. That's www.ytria.com. So we thank them for sponsoring this episode. Getting back on the EXTND project here, possibly Rich. Rich, you want to jump in now and tell us, you know, what, you know, we've spoken about these libraries, but what specifically, you know, what kinds of, you know, widgets are made available in these JavaScript libraries for developers to use?
All right. EXT really has some awesome widgets you can pick from. Obviously, the grid is the one that we've kind of all locked in on and started to use. You know, we've mapped Domino views, single category views, and things down to a grid. We're working to get, you know, tackle the beast of categorized views and things. But really, the grid is very clean looking. You can reorganize columns. You can do column sorting and all sorts of things that you're used to being able to do with the client or with, like, the Java applet, and without all of that extra, you know, weight of the Java applet, you can still get a really nice view that you can play around with. Mm-hmm. Also, the outlines work map really great to the tree component, so you can have just a nice little navigation. It doesn't have to refresh the page every time you want to spin something open, things like that. We're kind of working on some of our own widgets. I know Jake at CodeStore has a pretty nice name picker widget based off the EXT framework. I've started doing some early prototyping of recreating the calendaring and scheduling widget that you can get within the Notes client and recreating that on the web. I mean, we really see a lot of the things that you can normally access within the Notes client being available and easy to use out on the web. EXT offers a lot of just kind of basic widgets, some really easy to use, nice dialog boxes, and the layouts are really simple. You can go about it a couple of ways. You can just write up some HTML that follows his standard spec, and it automatically creates layouts of this page for you. Or you can, go in JavaScript and define, you want, 3 sections on your page, and kind of like frame sets, but they're all, movable, so the users can adjust whether or not they want to hide certain sections of the screen and things like that. Really creates a nice, rich user experience.
Well, one of the challenges with I guess, designing any kind of API or an interface that developers are going to use is always trying to find that balance between, sort of a simple implementation and being able to offer a pretty rich set of functionality. How are you dealing with that from the from the standpoint of design? Like with some of the things you're doing with Vue right now, is it just kind of one simple call and then there's a lot of extra things that you can do on top of it, or do you think that is it kind of one call that just has a lot of options, or how does that work from the developer standpoint?
Well, we pretty much tried to stick with the same way that the EXT does things, where you can create a component very simply. I mean, you can just say we need a new view and pass it, a very limited set of parameters, the name of the view, just the bare essentials, and it'll work for you. And then if you need to be able to configure other things, there are going to be a list of options that you can configure. And EXT really does a good job at that. If you look through any of their API documentation or their code, you can see that, in a basic example, you can create it with one simple line. You just say, I want a new dialog box, and here's a div to put in it, and it creates it for you. But then there's 20 different options that you can configure, saying I want this to be modal, so the rest of the screen is shaded out and they have to look at this dialog box, and I need to have an okay and a yes and a no button, and or a cancel button, and things like that. So I mean, it's really easy just to get a basic widget up and running and then extensible, so that if you need to add, change the configuration, or even, extend that widget and create your own version of it with some extra components and things, you can do that as well. And so we're really trying to adopt that model with all of the widgets that we create for the Domino side.
Okay. And then on the Domino piece of it, do you have to do anything special with your view?
With a Domino view, you do not need to make any changes currently, and we're trying to keep it that way.
Oh, good. So just all DXL in the background?
Currently, we have a couple of different versions. We're working to try to merge everything together still, but most of them are just using the standard read view entries and a redesign call on the view, and it's pretty much translating all of that information straight into the view.
I like to jump in a little bit there, too. If IBM would give us a little more information in redesign, then we could just use redesign and read view entries. But one of the limitations that we run across is, or the one thing that I'm working on right now, is actions within a view. You can define in the Notes IDE your actions, and categorized or actions that are multi-level. But redesign doesn't give you any of that information, so it's very difficult then to recreate that. But with DXL, doing a DXL export of the view design, that information is there. So one of the people that I'm trying to get a hold of, and I've worked with him in the past on a few things, is Vinod Serafin, I think his name is, the Domino Web Access guy, the iNotes, to see if he has any pull. But that is definitely one of our limitations that we have. So we're trying to, like Rich said, keep it as simple as possible so you do not make any changes in how you design applications. You design it and work with it the way you normally do with Designer. It works in those clients. And then with like maybe one or two lines of code, it will work on the Domino on the website as well. That's the goal. But we still have to work with the limitations that we do have.
A good tagline would be, even Bruce could use it.
Exactly. That's our goal. If Bruce can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting how all this falls in line with, I think, did you read about Bob Balaban's new role within IBM to make Notes and Domino a kick-ass development platform again? Have you guys read about that?
Yes.
So
yeah, I've seen it.
So maybe this is a good effort that, I mean, this is a great effort that you guys are doing, but it's this kind of, these kinds of things that IBM and Lotus really need to do to bring the platform, you know, up to snuff with some of these other, you know, with modern technologies, right?
Yeah.
Bruce, well, can I just, the IBM are really heavily into Dojo as well. They're one of the foundation board members. And in fact, Dojo is going to be, as far as I'm aware, is going to be used in future versions of Domino Web Access.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, this is all great stuff. And I know we want to keep the podcast to something reasonable because I think the longest commute that any of our listeners do have is about an hour and a half. So, Jerry Cotter, you are the project, what would you call it, the project manager for this project? Tell us a little bit about your role and how you're going to keep these guys on track.
Sure. Well, it's an all-volunteer effort, and everybody is contributing their time as they are able. But certainly there's a lot of passion, and there's definitely a lot of skill here. So really, the role that I'm playing is one of asking, okay, what do you want to accomplish, and how when do you want to accomplish it, and then holding them to it. So we've been using Basecamp as a great tool, and Eli's got us a nice account set up there. So we're setting some timelines, trying to set some milestones, and trying to do it in a way that fits with what everybody's working on as far as their own utilization goes from real life and their real jobs and the time that they can contribute to this. So, you know, I'm sort of there just to say, hey, you know, how's it coming? What's your next task? What do you want to work on? The other thing we're trying to do right now, and I think it's kind of been hinted at as far as you've heard, we've got some different versions of things we're trying to merge to and some different interfaces and some other things that are floating around. And one of the things we're trying to work on right now is nailing down a little bit of kind of a professional project outline, sort of a set of requirements that we can build to, and then break that into a set of a detailed design. And hopefully from there start to get some of the many people who have asked to participate in the project. There's really, I think, last count, I think we had 10 or 11 people who were interested in working on this, all who have demonstrated themselves of having some skill and having some interest and having something to contribute. So I think ideally, eventually, I don't know if we'll really get there just because the way this is working is it's been at will effort, and everybody has a certain level of effort they want to put into it, and in some cases that's a lot, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, we've got no firm roadmap yet where we can say, okay, you know, Tom over here who's got some great DXL experience could help us with this particular element or whatnot. So I think I'm there to kind of, you know, lend a little bit of guidance, a little bit of structure, and hopefully help keep this on a schedule. If we can even manufacture one, but just try to keep moving forward, try to keep people interested. And at the same time, I tend to think of the role as almost like a proxy ego. If somebody needs to say something and they don't know how to say it, you know, the joke we have at my real job is run it through the Jerry filter. And you know, I'll help you find a way to say it. I'll help you find a way to get your point across so we can keep the operation moving. It's a voice-activated web service, Julian.
So maybe you're like the bouncer.
I'm the bouncer, I'm the maitre d', I'm the dishwasher.
Talk to Jerry.
I'm the e-janitor, says Eli.
E-janitor, thanks, Eli.
But the other thing, too, is this is really seeing this project, and I kind of wanted to chime in on this aspect of where IBM is at with the tool and what they've been doing. Because I've been kind of poo-pooing Domino for the last year and a half, shame on me, for lack of hope. And the reason being, I'm looking at
some other nameless, unnamed, shall remain unnamed products are doing with their IDEs and the products that they're rolling out and how cool they are and how easy they are to use and how extensible and how flexible. And I'm like, you know, dang it, we should really be able to do that with Domino. And having this framework, just from a vision perspective, this is going to rock. This is going to be something that is going to enable us to catch up as a user group. You know, and as developers, and be able to go and say, look, we know that you want to do this and dot whatever, but you can do it here, save money, leverage your existing infrastructure, not have to retool, not have to retrain, and look, it's up to par, it's up to snuff. Mm-hmm. So
that's why we had you guys on the podcast. I mean, Julie and I had a whole show, you know, prepared and ready to record, and then you guys came along. It's like, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, we've been following
Absolutely.
It. From the blogs and stuff like that, but to be able to talk to you guys and for everyone to hear what you guys are doing, hear your voices, you know, we'll post some of the pictures that your girlfriends and wives have sent to us earlier today. We'll put them on the podcast as well. So hope you don't mind. All right. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to add before we dig into some just other things that are going on in the Notes and Domino world? We'll start with you, Matt White.
No, I don't think so.
All right, Matt, what time is it there by you right now?
About 10 o'clock p.m.
Oh, that's early. Okay. Well, Rich, what about you? Anything else you want to throw in as some parting words for the project?
Yeah, I just like Jerry said, I really see a lot of room for this project to grow, and we have a lot of talent that have recently joined on. I think it could really turn out to be a great tool for just all the Domino developers out there to be able to create an easy and rich user experience on the web. So I'm really looking forward to getting to work on it a lot more.
Excellent. Eli, how about you? I know you're itching to talk some more.
I'm itching. You can tell for sure.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I had in my mind, when I think about the framework, which I really call Extend. I mean, that was the idea. It's not just EXTND. It's Extend, kind of like the new names that are going around, like Quicker, right? Is that we wanted to make something that could extend someone who uses Domino in terms of what they're doing. So extend their web UIs as well as extend their applications. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine that someone who's using the open source toolkit, they decided they have to make a little module, like a help desk module. Well, if they're following the naming conventions and following everything about the framework, well, everybody else has a help desk module. I mean, that's the whole power of open source. You look at the example of Sugar CRM. You go to their website, you can download thousands and thousands of plugins and modules and widgets. And long term, where I see things going is we could have a very rich library of very good-looking modules and applications that people can just plug right in and say, yeah, that took me 2 weeks. No, actually, they just basically installed something. The other thing I see is due to the members on our team, we have members on our team that speak Spanish, Portuguese, and German. And these are some of the people that I work with every day. Some of them are on my team, some of them are business partners, and really extending this out to the world. I mean, not just in the U.S., really making this a international project, which will help it grow very, very quickly.
All right, Mr. Radcliffe.
Yeah, everything everybody else said, I agree with all of that. Yeah. It sounds I don't want to make it too much longer. People are getting close to being at their work, right? But the one thing I want to do point out is, and you don't see them online or during this podcast, and people know they're out there, but Nathan and Jake, they have been a real big part of this. Matt, I would love to see if you would be interested in helping out. I know you're hooked on the Dojo stuff. IBM's hooked on the Dojo stuff. I think, the rest of us, we're really sold on what EXT can do and how rich of a application experience you can have on the web, and that's what we've all been missing and wanting from IBM, and I know they say they're going to give it to us, but we're to the point where we're tired of waiting, and we're just going to do it ourselves. And I think with the whole Domino development community out there, and what we start off and what base that we start off with, I think, you look at this a year from now, and there'll be some amazing stuff happening with it. I really believe that.
I'm definitely convinced.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. We're just going to roll on to some notes and domino news that we were going to include in our normally scheduled show. Is that okay, Julian? Ready?
Oh, that's good for me.
All right. So the first item is Mr. Chris Blatnick of InterfaceMatters.com is going to start a podcast segment on the Taking Notes podcast. So, Chris, the pressure is now on. It will not be in this episode, but hopefully it will be in the next episode. Pressure.
Now, that's going to be interesting because he's going to be, I guess, demonstrating interface over a podcast, right?
Yeah, but, you know, if you ever read Chris's blogs, you know, he just gives this great, great information that, you know, it's kind of like, well, I got to keep this podcast kind of clean, but he does a great job. He's a great writer. He's a great writer. So we look forward to that from Chris Blatnick. Chris Blatnick.
What else is going on?
Okay, we have Collaboration University. Again. Yes, it was very successful, and I have some dates in front of me. It's going to be in July. It's going to be in July and September. It's going to be in Kansas City and in London. So for more information on Collaboration University, head on over to collaborationuniversity.com.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar, that is going to be all things collaboration with Lotus. So we're going to be talking, or they're going to be talking about quicker, I guess, and same time, and any other of the collaboration kinds of topics they throw out there. Did they really focus just on same time and quick place last year, or were there some other things as well?
Actually, Julian, I think that this year they're going to have the normal same time and quicker stuff, but they're also going to do one for Lotus Notes and Domino. So I have some notes here. Collaboration University for IBM Lotus Notes and Domino 8, which is going to be in September 10th through 12th in Kansas City, Missouri, and September 18th through 20th in London, England. And just for the same time and quicker Collaboration University, that's going to be July 9th through 11th. I guess it was July. I couldn't read my writing. It wasn't June and July. July 9th through 11th in Kansas City, Missouri, and July 18th through 20th in London, England. So check it out. Go register at collaborationuniversity.com. Julian, one other thing I found that hasn't gotten much traction lately, and I'm a little bit surprised, is there something new regarding same time. It's kind of like a mini OpenNTF for same time plugins. It's called Lotus Same Time Exchange. Not Microsoft Exchange, but Lotus Same Time Exchange. And it's a place where people can go share and submit and download plugins for same time. So I thought I'd
now do is it. Is that the official IBM site for doing that?
That is the official IBM site.
Good.
For
so
doing
that's
that.
Like so that's like the portal catalog.
Correct. Portlet.
Yes, yeah. I'm sorry.
Portlet
yes.
Crack. Portlet catalog.
The Piglet catalog.
Oh, you're killing me, Julian. All right, and then what else, Julian? You're speaking at the admin conference, right?
Well, I'm speaking at the developer conference, which is at the same time as the admin conference. So the Vue magazine, they normally have an admin and a developer, I guess the conference, for lack of a better word, every year. And normally they separate them out, and this year they're actually doing them together. And I think what they're doing is I think they're offering where if you buy tickets for one, you can actually go to the other to the sessions in the other one if you want to. So so that's kind of neat. I'll be speaking at the developer conference. I've got like four sessions there. A lot of other speakers that you're probably familiar with from Lotusphere will be speaking at both admin and developer. And so yeah, kind of a neat conference. Very very technical. Very in depth. And the sessions are a little bit longer than Lotusphere. I think they're like an hour, 15 minutes, an hour and a half. You have really good access to the speakers, which is really nice. So, you know, there's a very small number of speakers, but you can meet and talk to every single one of them, and they make it very easy to do that. So,
are you giving autographs out?
Well, I'll have to set my price.
All right.
We'll see.
All right. Yeah. And in Dublin on May, 23rd and 24th is the Irish Lotus User Group Conference. So I'll be there giving two sessions. One is an open NTF blast, and the other is error trapping with Rob McDonough. So I look forward to seeing some of you there. So stop by and say hi. Matt, you're going to be there too, right?
Yes, I'll be there.
Excellent. All right. Well, Any other news, Julian, before we thank Whytree again for being the sponsor of 59?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
All right.
I say that all the time, too.
All right. Well, we'll let these guys say goodbye one more time. Jack, thanks again for dropping in.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
You're welcome. And Eli.
Thank you very much. It was a great, fun time.
And Mr. Waters.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay. And Jack.
Hey, I already said, yeah. I said
Jack again?
Hey, this is double.
Leave that guy alone, Bruce.
Jack is just what I said.
Did I call two Jack?
Yeah, poor Jerry. You meant Jerry, didn't you? Right?
Yeah, no, I'm not done yet. Jerry Carter.
Yay, my pleasure. Thanks for having us, Bruce.
And Nathan, we know we had to drop you off earlier because we kept losing somebody, and we blamed it on you. But I mean, I blamed it on you, but we would have loved to have you, Nathan, and I hope you're doing okay, man. And
yes, and Jack, we need to thank Jack again.
Jack, thanks again, thank Jack. You. And Whytree,
you're welcome.
Whytree, the maker of those great development tools for Lotus Notes at www.ytria.com. So
yeah, and I do want to say that free download trial for the ACL Easy and Agent Easy. I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but right now they're saying that's only that offer expires on April 30th.
Okay, so go
unless
now.
That changes, go now, download those tools and see what they are.
That's right. I mean, that's it. So thanks again, everyone, for a long and prophetic episode of episode 59 of the Taking Notes podcast. We'll talk to you guys real soon. Ciao, Julian.
See ya.
Lotus Notes development and administration the easy way. Go fast, be sharp, and stay cool with Whytree Tools. Get your free download at www.whytree.com. That's www.whytria.com.